Yo, 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 it's your girl DJ Baby Blue Diamond, and you tune in to the U3 show on Dojo DJ's Radio. And we here with another guest tonight, Mr. Drigo Felix from Black Sheep.
What up? What go down, y'all? What's up? Appreciate y'all for having me on. Or appreciate you for having me on, rather.
Well, before we get started with the interview, I know you've been on U3, but as part of Black Sheep as a whole. But now you're here by yourself as the CEO, the owner, the starter of all that. So before we get into that, I always like to start off with some fun questions, you know, to loosen people up and to see if you can stay on my good side.
Stay on your good side.
Yeah. So the best way to get on my bad side is if you get this question wrong. Xbox or PlayStation?
What if I say both?
That's fine. Both is good. When you just don't say PlayStation by itself, then I'll have to cut you loose. So it's all about...
It's definitely both. Definitely both.
I can feel that. Okay. Hot or cold?
I hate being cold, so I'm going to have to go hot. Like tropical weather.
Okay, I can see that.
I hate being cold. Like, I'll walk around the house in, like, so many layers.
I'm like that, too. I'm always freezing. That's why I have this big jacket on. I'm always freezing. What is your dream vacation?
My dream vacation? Probably if I could take, like, my whole family to, like, Barcelona, Spain or something, just chill on the beach. Either there or, like Greece. Because it's, like, dope out there. Dope as hell.
Those are some good places. Barcelona, yeah. Greece. I like that. Those are some good places. If you can have any artist on your team, whether it's underground or mainstream, who would you pick? Just one dope artist to add to your team.
To add to my team?
Underground or mainstream. If you can just snatch them up. Whether they signed or not, you have that opportunity.
That's hard, but... Any artist.
It could be dead or alive.
That's even harder.
You can snatch up Tupac. He's somewhere chilling in the islands.
Nah, but I'll probably go with Jig.
Old Jig or new Jig?
I want all of it. Both.
Okay. You know that includes Beyonce, so you get that too, probably on the side there. Jigga includes Beyonce. You can't just get Jigga by her.
No, not Jay-Z. Jid. Like J-I-D.
J-I-D. Oh, Jid. Yeah, J-I-D. Oh, okay.
Dreamville.
Yeah, okay.
Jid, yeah.
Okay. And the last question, what is your dream car?
Oh, that's easy. Audi R8. Audi R8.
Any
Audi
color?
R8.
Specific color? Specific red. Year?
Red. Any year. As long as it's a V8, I ain't tripping.
Okay. Well, we're here with Mr. Drigo Felix, the owner of Black Sheep.
Yep.
Let's talk about how'd you get started with doing music in general?
I've kind of always been involved in music, like, my whole life. I was in band when I was in middle school. I played the trombone. I've loved music, like, my whole life. And then, I guess, like, when I, like, moved out of the house, I came out here, I wanted to do something with music, I just didn't know what. And I met a friend of mine, Kenny Silas, and my homie Rico, we call him Rico, when I first came out here, and they was already doing music and everything, so I just caught on the vibe of that. And then also before that, like, my homies in high school, they was doing music and everything, so that's when I was really introduced to, like, being like a underground artist, just seeing that whole process, how it helped them, like, with, like, marketing and stuff, different stuff like that, just running the Facebook or the Twitter page back then. But shout out to Sage Village, by the way. That's where I originally started. And then when I moved out here, that's when I started fucking around with Kenny and Rico and Alona, leaders of the new age. And then it just started from there, really.
You said when you moved out here, so where are you from?
You even got to ask. Houston, Texas, H-Town, Screwston.
So, since you are from Houston, you know, every city but San Antonio is faster than San Antonio. So,
yeah.
What do you feel like is the main difference between the music scene up there and then the music scene down here?
There's no real hip-hop culture or hip-hop scene out here. It's really just what you make it. Like, I mean, I guess because of the connotation that hip hop brings with it, but there's not really a big hip hop culture out here. I mean, it's growing, but when, compared to when I first came out here, it's not really that big of a hip hop culture. Like, it's more of a like a gumbo pot. It's a big mix of everything. Like, you got your Tejano music, you got everything. So that's the biggest thing, the biggest difference in the hip hop.
I always like to ask people from Houston this question. Do you feel like that old Houston sound that we love is slowly dying out? Or do you feel like it will ever come back?
It's never going to die down because it's always within this DJ Screw. Like, come on. Everybody likes at least one song, Chopped and Screwed. He doing
but
it
not
right
just
now.
The
he chopped and
screwed. But not
right
just
now.
The Chopped and Screwed sound. But I'm talking about the, you know, the way Houston artists used to rap back in the day. Do you feel like that sound is slowly dying out?
No, I think it just evolved. I think it just evolved. Like, Sauce Walker, his whole crew, TSF, I think they're picking up the sound back up for Houston. They're creating that sound for Houston again. So I think it's just evolving and going with the times, just like anything else.
I feel like it's slowly dying out. Nah, it just needs to come back.
It's never going to die down.
I do. Okay, so now that you are here in San Antonio and you started this group, how did you start with Black Sheep? What made you want to... I know what made you start doing music, but what made you want to actually start a music group? Because that's more than just doing back scene. That's, that's bigger than doing recording and mixing.
Yeah, that's a lot. But originally when Black Sheep was ever first thought of, it was supposed to be like a photography and fashion company because I just got my camera and everything like that. And then kind of fell off with that a little bit because I had other stuff going on. But then I met C or Kurt Leeds in like 2014, I want to say. And me and him started making music together. Then we slowly started meeting other people. That's when we met Mo Benji. Then next, I think we met Zeta God. Then we met Ray. Then Deshaun and all them. So originally it was just YG&E, Young Guys New Era. It was me, Mo, Kurt Leeds, and Zay. That was it. And it was like we was making music and the music was good and everything, but it was just sitting there. It wasn't doing nothing. So I come from a business background. Like I was raised by a businessman. Shout out to my big brother or my pops, Easy. We call him Easy. His name is Aaron Binder, but I come from a business background, so and even just being from Houston, I've always been about my money. Like, so it's like at a certain point when you see you got some type of talent in front of you, you want to try to see what you can do to turn that into a profit for yourself or gain some type of revenue. So I just decided to turn it into a business.
What do you feel like is the hardest part since you started this business?
I mean, first of all, the hardest thing is making sure your team is solid, and then just then when you think when you finally have your team solid, is making sure, as my role, like being over everything, I think the hardest thing is making sure you know how to deal with each and every individual on your team, because you don't want to step on anybody's toes. You just kind of want to always use emotional intelligence. So it's just like you want to make sure everybody is appeased or happy. You want to make sure everything is everything, because you want to make sure the ship is still moving no matter what. You don't want to let one thing just knock you off course.
That makes sense. You got to make sure everyone is on their P's and Q's and do what they're supposed to do. How is it working with different personalities, different people, different genres of music? Because, you know, not everyone strictly does hip hop, some sing, some do a little rock and roll.
I'm not going to say it's easy, it's a challenge, but I like it, it's fun, because it makes me expand my ear, it makes me expand to different things and do different things, and just experience different things, just trying to see what I can do for that specific artist, being that all my artists do different type of music. So it's just me being able to basically be a chameleon and blend in with different types of scenes and still make it work for us and make it work for the artists in Black Sheep.
Do you consider Black Sheep a label or just a music group?
Nah.
And what's the difference?
It's an entertainment company, actually. Like, Black Sheep itself It's an entertainment company that has a whole bunch of different subsidiaries under it. So we have Black Sheep, which is the umbrella. Then we have Young Guys New Era, which is one music sector, is a collective of artists. We have Flores Gang, we have that under there. And we have Levitated Minds under there as well. And then we have Ote. So Black Sheep is just the umbrella housing everything. And then the other artists under there are, they have, they there. Basically, it's just like everybody's their own boss. Like, I'm giving people the opportunity, like, to do your own thing. Like, Black Sheep is going to make sure everything runs correctly. But as for you and yours, like, you have the not the free reign, but you have the freedom to do what you think is necessary or is best for your career.
How do you decide when someone should drop a project? Or do you let them decide? And how do you figure that out since someone's not dropping it at the same time?
It's... Honestly, we just sit down and talk about it and see who has enough music and to see if the content is good enough or if it's like if you have an actual idea or a project, like what do you want to do before we're not just because I'm not about to just let anybody drop nothing trash. Like, I'm not about to do that. I don't like that. If you're under Black Sheep, I don't want that happening. So we just sit down and look at the music, the content you have, see what's going to work or what's going to not work, and then just see what your idea is behind it, where you want to go with it, because I like everything to like kind of show who that artist is in a way, portray that artist. So I wanted to make sure it has some type of message, so it's just not music thrown together. It has to sonically go together, and it has to portray that message and show who that artist is, basically.
Before we get into some more questions, we're going to get into one of the songs that you bought. But one of the artists that you have, Mr.
Verlaine.
Let's talk about him and his sound, because he's very different. He does more than just hip-hop. He busts out with the rock, sometimes a little R&B.
I'm actually glad you brought him up, because, I wanted to highlight him specifically, because I don't think many people know this, but he's the youngest of all of us, even though he looks like he's maybe the oldest, but... he's just like from the first time us meeting him, and I think you did a show with us, like his music has grown to something that I can't even explain. Like when he first started, like he didn't, like his content matter was good, but like sometimes he would go off subject and different things like that. So we just sat down, talked to him, did a little bit of artist development and had him work on his actual content, and I'm just proud of the artist he's become, because he's actually one of the more talented individuals we have under Black Sheep. Not alone does he do rap, he does rock. He can actually sing as well.
Yeah, he does.
You'll hear in a second. But he also makes his own beats. He does a lot of his own mixing and mastering. Like, he's a grinder. Like, he's going to do what he has to do. Like, I literally sit there and watch him. He can make music all day, every day, if he could. If he didn't have to work, Verlaine would be in front of that computer just making music. Like, it might sound crazy when you outside the headphones, but when he show you the finished product, you're gonna vibe with it. You're gonna fuck with it. So that's the biggest thing. Like, his progress, the artist I've watched him grow into is the biggest thing. Like, so yeah.
I'm going to have you introduce the song. Go ahead.
All right. So this next song coming out, we're about to play it right now, is by Verlaine, featuring Zeta Guy and Kurt Leeds. It's called Mood. Now, to me, it has a vibe of like a Bruno Mars type of vibe, but I'll let y'all decide for yourself. It's also unreleased. It's going to be on his upcoming project. That's it. It's over, dropping March 28th. Be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. said, okay, let's go. Hopped up and made me some French toast. Yeah, I said, French toast. Bitch, I'm feeling better at your best low. I smoke my ganja. Walking my dogs to the park, feeling stronger. Rolling up on ya. Let's take a ride to LA, California. Love of my life, I advise you to hold ya. Cause I'm getting my groove on. Yeah, I be getting my groove on. Letting it loose, but my dance moves the robot. Yeah, cause I'm feeling myself lately, baby. Okay, maybe we'll see. What's going on tonight? I'm feeling better by the minute, like I'm on a high. But I'm sober at the moment, better skip right. Yeah. Today, today I've been feeling myself. We ain't got shit to do, so let's get funky loose.
Today I've been feeling real godly. I'm sorry, the killer with the bitches let me playing on the tire. Shawty got body, wet like the sun. If I see the trunk from the front, that's a Ferrari. Baby, that my baby, no Marisha. And yeah, my baby, so godly. She only like red dread, niggas no yachties. And know you see me on the whip, but you can't stop me. Tonight I've been feeling the propulsion, emotion. Like in the way the boat up in the ocean, I'm coasting. Sliding the motherfucker, feeling like I'm floating. I'm smoking so much that my eyes in the motion.
Today, today I've been feeling myself. We ain't got shit to do, so let's get funky loose. Yeah, yeah, today is different for myself. We ain't got nothing to do, so let's get funky loose. Yeah, yeah, today is different for myself. We ain't got shit to do, so let's get funky loose. Yeah, yeah, today is different for myself. We ain't got nothing to do, so let's get funky loose.
Just my type, so bring that over here. Let me change your fucking life. This Henny got me feeling right. And shorty looking like she wanna take me to the crib. Baby, ride me like a bike.
You just heard that song,
Mood
by Belaine. He's going to come out with a project in March, so make sure you go check
that out when it does drop. March 28th. You better go get it because it's going to be fire.
It is. So we're going to get into more Black Sheep.
Yes, 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 yes.
More details of Black Sheep. Now, I know when you started Black Sheep,
yes,
you didn't start it on your own.
It was me and my co-founder, Kurt Leeds, who's actually, he wears another hat. So, yeah, it was me and him that started Black Sheep to Productions. And then we brought on another individual as our booking agent, if that's what you're referencing.
Yes, I am the booking agent. And it did not work out. We don't really have to go into details if you don't want. But
it's whatever you could do.
It didn't really work out. She got into some stuff with the laws. We don't know how that goes. You know, when the laws get involved, you gotta Step back.
I got a business to run at the end of the day.
Exactly. So what's next after that? Like, you don't have a booking agent. So where do you go from here?
Just keep going. I can book us. I can book the artist the same way she was. So, of course, I'm always looking for somebody to help with that. But I'm not going to let that stop what we have going. We have a momentum going. We have a buzz going. So I just have to step up more and go book these venues, do what I have to do to get in contact with these owners, these different people, and just do what I got to do. I got too many different careers in my hand to just let it fall to the wayside because we lost one person. It's not how it's going to go. You lose a person in the business every day. Somebody get fired every day or somebody quit every day. Why would I let that stop me and my business? I can't stop moving. I'm sorry. Like, I still got love for that person, but at the end of the day, it's about money. It's about revenue. If you can't help me get to that goal, or something happens that hinders you from helping me get to that goal, then I still got to move. I still got to go.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I agree with that statement. You just got to keep going. You can't let anybody stop you, no matter what they are doing. Now, my mind just went blank. I had a dope question. That ever happened to y'all? You had a dope question and it just goes blank.
It's gonna all come to the me. Time.
All the time. It's my old age, you know. I'm old now, so blaming it on the age. We're gonna get it together. But I wanna know, since Black Sheep is one of the few music groups that actually get their artists paid. We're not saying it's balling out of control yet, but you still get your artists paid, whether it's a little bit or something.
Mm-hmm.
What is, I don't want to give all your secrets, but what do you feel like is the main secret to that, to get to that point? What advice can you give to other people so they can get to that point?
Of what, the paying your artists or getting to that point?
Of paying the artists or artists getting paid in general, both. You can do it from the manager's side, the owner's side, and from the artist's side.
I'm not going to lie. It took us a very, very long time to get to this point. Like, actually, we about to come up on a year that we've been doing this. But I think it's just really just staying in the trenches and working and realizing that sometimes that money not going to come. It's about the end message, the music you're trying to get out there. You're still trying to develop your fan base and everything, so comes to a certain point, so sometimes you have to put that pride aside. Yes, you want to get your money, but at the same time you realize that sometimes it's a slow process. So I think with Black Sheep, we all went through the struggles of arguing over, like, we're not even getting paid for this, like, why should I care about this? But it's just like, really, like Nip say, you just got to stick through it. Like, the marathon continues regardless. So now that we are at the point to be able to at least pay our artists something, I mean, it's just, honestly, it's just a thanks to God, like the man upstairs, that we're able to actually get to this point. It's just really about making sure, like I said in the beginning, once your team is solid and everybody is doing what they're supposed to do, then the money is going to come in. People are going to recognize you as a genuine good company, whatever you want to call it. But it's really just about sticking to your grind, and eventually everything going to come into place. It may not be as fast as you want it, but eventually you stick to it, 10 toes down, you're going to be all right in the end.
How do you decide on which artist gets paid, which one don't? Do they all get paid the same? Who gets more?
Without going in specific details, it really just depends. Now, when it comes to Black Sheep artists themselves, we all have an even split. When it comes to other artists, now, we've had the mistake of having headliners and different things like that and having to pay those people out of pocket. And it worked, but it didn't work at the same time. So it's just like sometimes you're gonna have to take your L's. You're gonna have to learn from your mistakes and just move from there. So it really just depends on the show, what that artist does for the show, and if that artist can even bring people to the show. How much revenue are you bringing me before we talk about breaking off a piece of this pie? So That's really what it's about, what you bring to the show. It's like, if I'm gonna put you on the show, I expect you to promote that show. I expect you to get the DJ your music on time. I expect you to be on time to sound check when the show is. And I expect you to actually bring some people out. Like, we all trying to make money. It ain't nothing. It's just money. That's it. That's what we here for. I'm helping you make bread just like you helping me make bread. So at the end of the day, professionalism, let's get this bread together. That's what it's about.
I agree. If you're not promoting your show, people are not going to come out and support
exactly.
you. And that means you're lazy. Promote your show. That's all we ask. Share a flyer too. Let people know that you're performing somewhere. Come out. How do you decide who gets to perform on what show?
It's really depending on not only the venue, but the vibe we going for that specific show. And of course, Black Sheep artists always have their slots there for our shows, but let's say some of the artists don't want to perform, so we just hit up different artists throughout the city. Like, we've had 1K come to 1K has been on multiple of our shows. Shout out to 1K. We've had TB Robbie, Jeff Texas on a few shows. Shout out to them. Shout out to my bro C Will Too Ill. We've had him on multiple shows. We've worked with a lot of up and coming artists in the city right now. So it just really depends on the vibe of the show and what we have available. And it just has to make sense. Like I said, like, artists, they have their music to promote them. Me and my business, I have the stage and my show to put on. So if you come on my stage and you bullshitting, you trash, or you drunk, or you slurring your words, or you doing all this other stuff, like, that don't help me get no money.
Exactly.
Then that's you're not getting on my show.
To a Black Sheep show, you can't perform drunk on stage with a bottle in your hand.
Type of alcohol on stage while you're performing. You cannot be slurring. Like, it's professionalism. Like, we trying to make money. Like, they not, like, we trying to get these venues to bring us back out. I'm not trying to put on no shit show. It's all about respect. Like, I respect you enough to promote your music, promote yourself, promote your career. Help me promote mine. Don't make me look stupid by putting you on the stage. That's what it's all about, respect, at the end of the day.
Let's go into a little bit deeper with some of the Black Sheep artists. How many Black Sheep artists actually produce music and do mixing and mastering? I know you do.
I got my hands in a lot of it. But our main go-to guy right now is Kurt Leeds. He does a lot of the mixing and mastering. Verlaine, he does a lot of his mixing and mastering, and he makes his own beats, so that's his own thing. Deshaun J, he does his own mixing and mastering right now too. So we have a few people on the team that do their own mixing and mastering. So we do a lot of stuff in-house. So I think that's another thing, like, why sometimes, like, how we mesh together so well, because we all kind of like-minded
people. And
that's
another way to get paid. You save money when you do everything in-house.
In-house. It don't take nothing but to sit down, look at a few YouTube videos, save your money, and go get the equipment yourself. I'm not disrespecting no studios, not saying that that's a scam or anything, but if you really want something, you're going to learn how to do it yourself. So eventually, you ain't going to need no middleman. That's the main thing. Cut out the middleman, bro. If you want something, go get it. Don't let nobody stop you.
Do you have a studio that y'all record at?
A main studio, like, outside of a house.
Oh, the studio house. That's the best studio.
Well, our apartment, but studio we do everything in-house, so.
If you ever need to, go to studio apartments, some of their mixes might featuring dogs, you know.
Hey, look,
in the background, you might hear a little whoop whoop.
Hey, Capone and Guapo be in that thing, too. They our main audience. But nah, we've worked at a studio, but we've worked at Bear Studios before, but with Bear Entertainment. We've been in the studio with Duven on the beat. Like, we've been working with different people. We've worked with C-Merc. We've been to his studio, but it's just like, we're the type of people, like, it's not a disrespect to anybody or anything like
that,
but
how you want your music
we like things a certain way, and we'll sit there all day and night trying to get it that specific way. And I just feel like it's not worth it to sit there and pay all that money if we could do it ourselves on our own time, on our own clock. Like I said, we worked with Duven on the beat, and he helped us out a lot. He gave us a lot of pointers and tips and everything like that. We worked at Bear Studios or Bear Entertainment. They gave us a lot of pointers and tips. We seen a lot of different stuff. It's no knock on anybody, but it's just more of us trying to perfect our craft, because we want to move this to more than just us making music. When we open up our own studio, we going to be the ones working in it. So we trying to just perfect all that. It's just a method to the madness. You don't see everything we got in the works right now. Just know it's coming.
We're still here with Mr. Drigo Felix
in the building. You already know what it do.
Black Sheep. We're going to have more questions for him in a little bit, but we're going to get into another song from another artist, Mr.
Zay the God. Hey, this next song, it's called Smile. It's another vibe song. Probably could play it at a cookout or something, you know. So just sit back, relax, enjoy the vibes real quick.
Tell us about it a little bit. Smile?
Well, I mean, according to him, it's about a special someone. So if you got a special lady out there, this song for her.
So Drigo Felix is dedicating this to all the single ladies out there that be up in his DMs all thirsty.
Hey, look, chill. You trying to get me in trouble. Relax.
I'm joking. But go ahead, introduce the song.
Yes. So, again, this is Zay the God's Smile.
You know that that's a must. Let me crush every ill thought you muster. Oops, I got you flustered. All about the love, cause she say she wanna teach. So I'm touching on the body while I'm greeting every crease. Hope that this a lesson that don't never cease. Now open up your legs, girl, I wanna feast.
One taste of her thoughts, he realized hers. One moment, eyes locked, she knew she cursed. But this kind of blessings won't see it. Bust hands, legs up. Let me be yours, no remorse. This love's a force, I'll keep the course. Be my artistic resource, my sense exhaust, my holy invoice. Just help me, bro, you're my choice.
Smile. I just just wanna make you smile.
This her smile by Zadeka. No, but I can't say it right now. We on the mic. But he's a creep when he does it. He does it creepy. Does
it's difference. A lot of creeps out there. Shout out to all the creeps. Stop being weird.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, don't go up to a female and be like, hey, can I clean your glasses?
Hey, like, look.
That's not.
Why
that's
has
not
somebody
a pickup
said that
mark.
To you before?
At reggae bar. That's,
man.
That's creepy.
All right. We're done with that conversation.
That's creepy. Like, that's creepy.
Wow.
But yeah, that's another subject. You just heard some out by Zeta Guy getting his little sing on. Shout out to that sample in the beginning. You already know Peace of My Love by Guy. Everybody knows about that song. That's a dope song. We all know it's about him creeping on the low. You only can get a piece of his love. He even called the girl a dumb baby in the middle of the song. If you take a listen to it, because, you know, she's dumb for, like, I guess being a side chick. I don't know. But that's not what Smile was about. But that's just what Peace of My Love was about.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Most people don't.
You lost me, DJ.
Anyways, we still here with Jigo Felix from Black Sheep. How'd you come up with the name Black Sheep? Is because you black?
Nah, it's not that at all.
Do you feel like you're the black sheep of the music group?
It honestly took a little bit of time for me to come up with that name because I wanted something that, like, embodied who I felt I was. And I came up with Black Sheep because I've always felt like the outcast in a lot of situations. Like, so I always felt like I was a black sheep. People always term black sheep as, like, a negative term and different things like that. And I've always been this positive, uplifting person. So I just decided to call it Black Sheep because, to me, black sheep stand out. They go above and beyond to do what's necessary. Black sheep is someone that doesn't care about another person's opinion. A black sheep is someone that's going to do what they have to do regardless to get to that goal. So that's why I named it Black Sheep, just to, because I always felt like I was a black sheep, and I guess black sheep always have this negative connotation, so I wanted to flip it and turn it and make it something positive.
Okay, I like that. How'd you get to the point of spelling it that way with the X's instead of spelling it with the normal E, just to be different?
Nah, it actually, when I first made it, that was one of the first things I was trying to do, because the logo is usually sometimes the first thing people see, and I wanted something that was going to stand out more. At first, I had the A as a V and then the two X's, but I was like, nah, that's too much. So I just ended up just keeping the two X's at the end, and that's how it went.
What are your thoughts on the hip-hop music scene down here as far as shows? Do you feel like it's oversaturated? You feel like it's not enough?
Definitely.
Do you feel like they're just throwing together?
I feel like it's a bit of oversaturation. I feel like it's a bit of janky-ass promoters. I feel like it's a lot of everything. Like, it's like the hip-hop scene down here needs work. But, I mean, that's what we're here for, to make it all better. So I just feel like when it comes to the actual promoters of these different shows, the ones that are putting on these shows, who have the connections for our culture, sometimes they let our culture down. They do us a disservice because they're more worried about the money they making instead of pushing the culture or pushing these artists' music or helping these artists actually do something. They more worried about making money and scamming these artists when that's not what it's supposed to be about. You're trying to make a hub. You're trying to bring something together. You got to be genuine. You got to be positive. So I think it starts with the promoters, and it's not only even with the promoters, the artists too. Like, y'all got to realize, like, sometimes you're not going to be able to be on every show. Like, each show has a different vibe it has to have. And even when you come to that show, make sure you have your sets together. Make sure you have it ready to go. Make sure you on stay, you on time. Like, make sure you're there just supporting other artists. Like, it's more to a show than just you performing, bro. Like, you got to network with people. You got, it's so much more to this shit than what people realize. Like, it's a lot of the behind the scenes that people don't see, But for the artists, it's more just being professional. This is your career. This is your business. Whether you want to take it serious or not, that's what you're doing. Your music is your business. So be professional. Be on time. Keep up communication. If you're going to be late, let me know so I can change the time, change the lineup around a little bit. And then just in general with the scene in general, when it comes to like people coming out, like I don't know how to speak on that because that still falls onto like the promoting of the show and different things like that. But at the same time, I've realized out here a lot of people don't really like to do something unless it's already a big thing. So I think that's something else we gotta like kind of break off from. Like, try something new sometime. Go to a hip hop show. You can meet a lot of dope people. Different, like I've met so many different people just doing these shows, from artists that do drawings and paintings to different bartenders to different owners of so many different businesses. So it's just really just as a whole, the culture has to do better of coming together out here. I think everybody is divided and just worried about doing their own thing. If we unify a little bit more, that being the promoters, the artists, and even some of the venue owners, I think hip hop can do big things in San Antonio, but we just got to come together and make it happen.
I'm happy that you mentioned the venue owners, because I was just about to ask you, what can venues do to help better, to help have better shows? What do you feel like some stuff they can do? Besides the sound system, of course, that's like A1.
The first thing is just giving us a chance and stop thinking that all hip-hop acts and hip-hop shows are always going to be related to violence. Like, yeah. And stop overpricing on your drinks. Give us some get the people some deals. Help us bring some people in the door. Help us help you too.
Exactly, because so, you know my little non-alcoholic drinks used to be $2. I went up to $3. Look, it's no alcohol in it. It should be free for a soda. I'm just
everybody's trying to make money at the end of the day. So if we can help each other in any type of way, why not do it? So I think that's the main thing. Just getting rid of that stereotype of hip hop brings violence. I mean, with the recent events that have happened, I would understand, but at the same time, that's like a one in a million chance in a way.
And so, it had nothing to do with the hip hop.
It had nothing to do with the hip hop at all.
Was involved.
So. It had nothing to do with it. So I think with the venues, it's just giving us a chance, and even at that, some venues that we do shows on, they don't even promote the show like we do. So it's just like, how do y'all expect us to bring people? Y'all expect us to do all the work for y'all? Like, y'all trying to help us bring y'all business when we supposed to be working together. So it's just like, I think it needs to be more of a 50-50 on everything. I feel like it's just, there's like a big communication gap on what needs to be done by both parties. So it's just these, I think venue owners just need to just sit down and actually look at our culture and hip hop in general. Cause when you look at hip hop, the culture right now, it's the most lucrative business in music right now. Hip hop, it's everywhere. So why would you not want that in your venue, in your club? You gotta open your mind if you want to open the pocketbooks. So, I mean, I just think it just starts there, like being more open and willing to work with different entrepreneurs and different people trying to make money just like you.
I agree. So venue owners, don't get scared of hip hoppers.
Because it's not all violence.
Don't get scared of
us. Yeah. You see me walking up with dreads. Sometimes they be in my face. Don't get scared. I'm nice, I promise.
Don't get scared of Take On. It's okay.
Wow. You going to call me Take On?
Don't be scared of Take On. You know, Onset's not here.
Wow.
Onset's not here. And Novo is not here instead of Crabo.
I thought it was Queso.
Queso's not here. That's right. Queso's not here. But, you know.
She's really trying to play us right now. Hey, you're not going to keep doing us like that, calling us the broke Migos.
He called me the broke Brandy the other day. Leash this.
You've been calling us the broke Migos since you met us.
Well, I'm just saying, when you see three guys with dreads, who do you automatically think of?
You're racist.
Okay, name a white person with dreads that I can compare you to.
I don't know.
Exactly. That's not racist.
See? Look, My boy got my back.
Those ain't no real characters. I'm talking about real people who wear dreads all the time.
I mean, and I hope they will wear them all the time.
And that raps. Exactly.
I don't rap all the time.
You are a rapper, so. It's okay. You left out Bad and Bougie. It's all good.
Wow.
It's all good. You're not a rapper. That's why you left off the song. It's okay. But we stay here with Drigo Felix. He's talking about Black Sheep. We're going to get into one more song. And then when we come back, we're going to get into a little fun side of Black Sheep. Oh, I love having fun. I love asking fun questions.
We're going to see what you don't got up your sleeve today.
Don't get scared of these questions. It's going to be fun. No one's going to get hurt. We ain't going to call nobody out. Or maybe we will. You never know.
I ain't calling this, nobody out. You trying to be messy, man.
But this third artist.
why you think all this shit got started?
I'm sorry, on set.
Hey, Deshaun, shut up.
What'd he say? This third artist that we're playing is called Kurt Leach.
It's Kurt Leach. He's also the co-founder of Black Sheep and YG&E,
shout
Young
out to
Guys
Kurt
Doing Leech,
shout AKA
out to my
Take
bro,
On,
my brother,
AKA
Kurt Leach,
one half of the Broke Migos.
This is also off of his debut album, Obsidian Gods. You can go get it on Spotify. You can go get it on Apple Music. You can go get it on Tidal.
Google
Anywhere
Play.
You can find music, you can go
that.
Get it. Kurt Leach, this song is called Vesta.
Like, what's up with all this vanity? Situations pulling me in, I'm feeling the gravity. Checking my reflection, like, what's up with all this vanity? Situations pulling me in, I'm feeling the gravity. Checking my reflection, like, what's up with all this vanity? Situations pulling me in, I'm feeling the gravity. I'm the dentist filling your cavity. Every fight to fight, but before it wasn't bad. Beat it up, I left it bruised, battered. Then I cast off my chains, leave your heart broken, shattered. First we doing it for the thrill, now I'm going in for the kill. So do it that what you will, never settling for a deal. Pulling them spinning wheels, you knowing just how I live. Living land of the drill. Hey, rewind. Yeah, a first time, but we're nothing like our first time. The first time, yeah, I wish that I could rewind. Rewind. We got a memory. We just got a memory. Oh, we got a memory. Yeah. Quite lightly, losing all my energy, cause I'm swimming through my memory, and
drowning in this Hennessy, encouraged by my enemies, cause ain't nobody quite like me. Yeah, I promise, I keep some commas, my sense is common. My heart departed, I'm hard regardless, I kill my conscience. But to be honest, this life is gorgeous with ugly options. It's all perspective, black respect compares to Asians, honest. It's all semantics, they panic when words excite them. This planet deserves revival, the young goddess, the idol, the usher, new era arrival. This the start of the story, I'm killing these niggas, I'm spitting the fire. This is they blaze of glory, leash. Losing all my energy, cause I'm swimming through my memory. Been drowning in this Hennessy, encouraged by my enemies, cause ain't nobody quite like Leech. Losing all my energy, cause I'm swimming through my memory. Been drowning in this Hennessy, encouraged by my enemies, cause ain't nobody quite like Leech.
You're not supposed to have favorites.
And we back.
Everyone has a favorite Migo, so you know I'm not gonna pick favorites.
All right.
But
all right.
Lee, you did your thing. You're not my favorite, but you did your thing. Wow. Zeta God, you're not my favorite, but you did my thing. You're not my favorite either. I don't even like the Migos. I don't even play that music. I'm just saying. But
are you done yet? Like, what's going on today?
I love joking with you guys. I gotta joke with you guys. But nah, that was a dope song. I like all the Black Sheep songs. Y'all bring something different.
And by the way, all the artists that we've played tonight are a part of Black Sheep and YG&E. You can find their music on anywhere you can find music, really. Spotify, Apple Music. Like I said, you can go to Tidal, anywhere. Go stream it. Go run them numbers up. Please, I'm trying to get to a milli. I need to buy my mama a house.
Exactly. Not just these artists, too. Otay's also Otay, on Spotify,
Deshaun,
and all that,
like
too.
All of them.
Who else we missing? Oh, Levitate.
We got Levitated Minds.
I don't know if they're on Spotify yet, but you can catch their music videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Especially, go get that. Please don't call me when I'm work.
Hey, my favorite song is still Bang.
I know. That's still my favorite, too, is Bang. 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 That is still my favorite. But you just can't perform that when you drunk. But it's still my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
But it's still my favorite. That is one of my favorites.
Yep.
Because that's how we all got introduced to Levitating Minds with Bang.
Yeah.
So that's still my favorite.
Shout out to all the artists that are under Black Sheep, by the way. We got Verlaine. We got Zeta God, Kurt Leach, Otay, the only lady on the roster. Shout out to
who
her.
Can sing.
She can
she
sing.
She kills it with the, you know.
Sing, so I can't do it like her. But we got Deshaun J, we got Levitated Minds, Jody Joe, Dre Lavelle. Shout out to our social media guy, Royalty. What's up, bro? Appreciate you for everything
shout
you
out
do.
To him, Royalty, killing it.
It's a lot of people. Shout out to our DJ right here, DJ Baby Blue.
Right.
Shout out to all our fans. Shout out to all y'all. But let's keep it going.
We're gonna get into the little fun side. We always gotta have a little fun. I love having fun.
Oh,
everything
Lord.
Does not have to be serious.
All right. All right, DJ. I feel
since
like this
you,
is about to go
since
down
I feel
the
like,
road.
Since I feel like you know the members pretty well.
Yeah.
You know Black Sheep pretty well. You've been around them enough to know their habits, good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
So if you're in a studio session with any YGNE members, which one do you feel like you have to motivate a little bit more?
Zeta God.
Why is that?
Because he get
laid back.
Nah, it's not even that. He get fucking sidetracked easily. Like, you know, he like to talk a lot. So, one conversation that he want to have.
And he gets hyped
talk.
About it.
Yes, yes. He gets sidetracked so easy. So, just keeping him on track in the studio is, I mean, they all do their thing. I don't have to, like, micromanage nobody. But just when we are in the studio, is sometimes we do got to reel it back in because he'll go off a whole tangent.
Who's most likely to bring the snacks to any function?
Shit. If it's not me, it's Ray or it's Verlaine. Hey, look, my favorite thing to do is eat chips. Chips is my favorite thing. So you see me, I'm going to have some chips somewhere.
I do want to mention this. This is so random, but we had a meeting. We had a Black Sheep meeting. We're all chilling, and here come Liege, bringing out the cup of noodles.
Yeah.
And then here he come with the two cups. So, if you don't know, I'm from the northeast side, not the northeast side. How y'all do with the slang? I'm from the white people northeast side. I never had noodles before, so I went home and bought me a cup of noodles for the first time and tried it. Because I never had it, because, you know, that's just not what
you
we do.
You never had top ramen, you never had, no, wait.
We never had to. I had a home-cooked meal almost every day. We didn't have that. Like, we cooked every day. Wow. So I never had that, so I didn't have to have that. Like,
You privileged.
No, I'm not privileged.
You was.
Oh, my God. I just never had the opportunity.
Yo!
And that was on my bucket list. That was on my bucket list.
Your bucket list? You got cup noodles on your bucket list out of everything?
No.
That's 36 cents.
Stop. I have a hood bucket list. And, like, that's on my list. Because, you know.
Is it far down the list? Is it high on the list? I need to know.
It was at the top of the list.
No, I hope not.
Second on my list.
I hope you cap it.
Second on my list was Flavor Aid. I want to try Flavor Aid.
Don't do it. Don't try Flavor Aid. It's not. It's not even.
It's what, not.
Look, it's not. That shit disgusting. I ain't even know. No, just don't do it to yourself. No.
You know, I just want to try a couple of struggle meals.
No, don't have to. What? You don't enjoy struggle meals. They're there because that's what you got. It's quick, get in and out. All right, I ate something at least. Let me get out of it. You over here trying to eat struggle meals for your own leisure and shit. No, that's not what you do.
I tried it. If you didn't see my Instagram post, I talked about it, how it was salty.
I could have told you that. It's high in sodium. That's why we got high diabetes and all that.
I couldn't finish it, and I don't know how y'all can sit there and eat that.
Look, when you used to, did you not hear what I said? When it's all you got, that's what's going to work.
If you got chicken in your refrigerator, you know, just boil that up and put some noodles in it, and you got you some noodle soup. Better than that cup, just saying. But I'm just saying.
I can
finish the cup.
You went from 36 cents to about $10 right there. Some people ain't got it.
I get it. But I do have another cup at home, so.
Oh, look. You gonna eat it for dinner tonight. Huh?
No, not tonight. At my leftover lunch. But I don't know. It's there in case I want to try it again and give it another try. But I saw y'all eating that, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and knock that off my bucket list.
What flavor did you get?
Chicken, of course. Just the regular chicken.
You can get hot and spicy chicken. You can get. All right.
Look, I'm not an expert at this.
I'm not an expert. I just had it before, you know.
I'm just saying. I don't know all the flavors to mix in it and stuff.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know what to add.
I'm not an expert per se, but I know the different things you got to add in there to juice it up a little bit. Like,
and I bet you this. Let me guess.
Had a gourmet cup of cup noodles? Hey, look here. You added some sausage, some shrimp in there, some extra. Hey, look.
No. But let me ask you this. Now, when you make it, you put the water in it, then y'all put it in the microwave, right?
No, what? That's why I was...
No, I'm asking. No. No, some people do that. I read the directions.
You're not supposed to put cup noodles in the microwave.
Okay, I read the directions and do that. I just want to make sure y'all do it right. But I know they're probably making fun of me, what they say.
They ain't saying nothing. They probably just laughing.
They probably
are. You
got
cup noodles on your bucket list.
It is.
Like, what year is it? 2020. What's going on here?
Hey, I never had to have
you
a
was privileged.
Meals.
That's what it is.
I was not privileged. I just didn't have no cup of noodles.
There's nothing wrong with being privileged, though.
Okay, who is most likely to go to sleep first?
Me.
Anywhere.
That's easy. Me.
Last time it was Liege.
No, it's me. It's all me. I'm not even going to allow them to laugh about. No, it's me. I will go to sleep any and everywhere. I don't care. When I'm out, I'm out.
You hear that? The owner of Black Sheep, when he's out, he's out. Don't ask him no business questions,
nothing. Look, I'm asleep.
Sleep.
Usually in a coma by then anyway, so I'm asleep for sure.
Who's most likely to get drunk first?
Get drunk? That's Verlaine. He a motherfucking alcoholic.
Nah.
Who would get drunk first?
Dre.
Oh, Dre?
Dre
first. I ain't gonna lie. It's almost a damn near tie between him and Ray.
It
or
is.
Him and Verlaine.
Who's most likely to show up drunk?
Show Dre. Up drunk? Dre all the way.
Dre would show up drunk, but Verlaine will race to get to the point where he's at.
No, because so Dre will show up drunk, and then once he link up with Verlaine,
it's like a race.
They race to see who gonna pass out first, and it never happened. So they just then they bro, don't let them be around each other when they drunk, because they will not stop freestyling. Dre
would give you a hot 52.
No, not even that.
He'd give you a hot 100.
He will freestyle for 30 minutes straight if you don't shut that man up.
He really will. And then if he interrupts him, he just start over.
Yeah, he gonna have a conversation and be like, but
like I was saying, before like, you stop me.
Messed up the flow. But nah, yeah. Dre gonna show up drunk and Ray gonna make sure he got his drinking buddy for the night.
Who's most likely to show up late to an event?
An event?
Any event. Whether it's a show, a meeting, anything.
Sheesh.
Dre and Jody. Dre.
I mean,
lately he's been showing up a time, but
Dre and Jody, they usually hit me up and let me know what's going down. But I don't really know. That's a tough one because everybody had their days. But if Mo Benji was still like as active as he once was, he would be prime suspect number one.
To show up late.
He show up 15 minutes late on purpose, I feel like. He don't even leave the house till he know he gonna be 15 minutes late. But it's cool. It's cool. You heard the rules earlier. Professional.
Who's most likely to mess up on stage?
Mess up on stage? I mean,
we all have our moments, but who? If you see someone mess up, you're like, yep.
Zay the God. Zay, really? He'll mess up on stage, yeah. You won't notice it.
No.
But he messes up.
I would never suspect him.
He messes up. And then Dre mess up sometimes too.
Yeah,
but
I was gonna say Dre.
But man, he's just trying to make Dre seem like a fuck up, huh?
He's not. Damn. He's
Dre,
not.
Trying to do
nah. Jeez. Who do you feel like is more the ladies' man?
Well, before I recently retired, but nah.
Nobody was thinking of you.
Yeah, first of all, don't try to play me because I guess the draws. But no more. I'm chilling right now. Ladies, man, you already know it. Got to be Deshaun J. That's him. That's his whole lane. He could do what he do. Just share sometimes, bro. Like you be hogging them all, bro. Like don't take them all. Like toss some to the side. Jesus. Nah, I'm chilling right now, so I don't need none of that. Toss it to everybody else, not me.
Oh, I was just about to ask that. So I was going to ask, are you taking single or just doing you? But he said he's chilling right now. So yep. Do not, ladies, do not hop in the DMs.
Why would you say that?
Do not. You said you're chilling.
I said I'm chilling right now. Like,
or like you doing you.
No, I'm not doing me. I'm I'm chilling. Just chilling. Like.
So you don't need them to hop in your DM.
Nah,
that's
don't.
What I said. Do not.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it. Don't go for it. He's chilling. Let him chill. Let him be about his business. Leave him alone. Once he do become single, I'll let you know, ladies. We're going to do a dating show. We're going to hook him up with somebody fun. Right now, he's chilling. Now, how do you balance? Let's go back to the serious side since we didn't call a couple people out right now. How do you balance working and doing this? Because we know you work and that's a full-time job.
I think that's the hardest thing. Having to maintain normal life and still having to build or run a business at the same time, I think that just shows how much you want it, your ambition, how much drive you got. Because I work from 8 to 7 every day, Monday through Saturday. And some days, when I get off, I really don't feel like doing shit. But when I get off, everybody want to know what we doing for the next show, when the flyer, where the flyer. So it's always a constant move that I have to make, which I really don't mind making because It's what I like to do. I like the behind the scenes of everything. So just balancing it all is just keeping a level head, making sure you don't burn yourself out. If you do need that time to yourself, then take that time to yourself. But don't get lazy. Like, you still got to do what you need to do. So it's really just all about time management and balancing everything out.
How do you let your artists know that you appreciate them?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what type?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, how do you let them know that, like, hey, keep up doing what you're doing? Like, don't, how do you keep them encouraged? Basically what I meant. Because sometimes, you know, you can have those artists that's like, have their moments where they're like, I don't know.
How do you
keep them motivated to keep them going and say, hey, don't give up. You're doing good.
I mean, me personally, I think it's
like
just,
like, you're an asset to the team.
Yeah. I think it's just, like you said, giving them positive words of reinforcement. And I think as a whole, Black Sheep as a whole, we all do a good job of keeping everybody, like, sane and making sure everybody's still doing their music and giving people props when they deserve them. But then also we're good at letting each other know when we are making mistakes and doing different things like that. So I wouldn't say it's just more of me. I think it's more of a collective effort, because there's been times when people have come up to me and be like, yo, you're slacking, you need to do this, you need to do that. So I think it's more of a collective effort, because without that, we wouldn't be going nowhere. So it's a team effort.
I like that team effort. Keep that team going on. What's next for Black Sheep 2020?
Domination. We're trying to take over the city, take over Texas. We're trying to expand. Just more music, more shows, more events. Just really more brand awareness, letting people know who we are, more community events, different things like that. So it's really, you will be seeing a lot more Black Sheep, including merchandise and different things like that as well. We already have some merchandise, but it's really just about expanding the business and doing different things like that within the community. But our next show, it's going to be February 21st.
Ladies night,
R&B night. It's going to be at Breathe Lounge. It's going to, doors open at 8:30. Fellas, it's $5 all night. Ladies, free up until 11.
We're going to have some vendors there, too.
It's going to be a nice little vibe. They got hookah there. They're going to have food there as well. So y'all come out. Enjoy yourselves at the R&B night. We got DJ Baby Blue in the mix. With her, she got this little R&B mix that she might send. A few people might have some babies that night, not including myself. So we gonna turn up February 21st, ladies' night R&B. Me, myself, and
fellas,
Deshaun
make sure
J.
Come out too if you want to see some sexy ladies like this
fellas,
one, the ones and twos.
All right, she just did her own little self-promo. Let me do my own self-promo.
You doing you, remember?
I'm chilling. Don't even. But come out, have a good time with us. Me and my homie Deshaun J will be co-hosting the show together. It's going to be great vibes all night. Oh, also, I might as well announce this now. We're going to have 3 different giveaways at this event. I'll tell y'all what stores the gifts will be from, but I won't tell you exactly what they'll be. So one gift will be from Victoria's Secret, one gift will be from Bath and Body Works, and then the last gift
is a secret.
It's a secret.
It's a surprise.
You can't find out until you come.
You have to come out.
Come to Breathe Lounge, February 21st, Ladies Night. R&B night. Let's get it. Black Sheep in the building.
Well, we're here with Drigo Felix from Black Sheep. It's always good to have you on U3 to talk about your music side, the business side, and what's going on with your artists and your music group. Before we let you go ahead, give your shout outs and your thank yous. And let people know where they can find you at.
For sure. First off, appreciate you. Appreciate DJ Baby Blue Diamond. Appreciate DJ D Claire on the ones and twos and setting up everything, actually. shout out to the whole Black Sheep team. Shout out to everybody that works with Black Sheep, have worked with Black Sheep. Shout out to our fans. Shout out to everybody watching this video right now. Shout out to my mama. Shout out to the city of Houston, Texas. Shout out to San Antonio, Texas, of course. Black Sheep, we on the way. We about to make a whole lot of noise. We about to make a whole bunch of moves. So y'all stay tuned. We coming to a city near you. Very, very soon. You can find me on Instagram at Drigo Felix, DRIGOFELIXX. Also, the same thing on Twitter, DRIGOFELIXX. I don't have my Spotify page up yet, but you'll have that soon. It'll be the same thing.
Just search Black Sheep on Instagram. It should pop up.
Yes.
Black Sheep has a page.
Black Sheep Productions has a page on Facebook. Black Sheep Productions on Instagram, on Twitter. Also, follow all the artists. We got Deshaun J. Flourish. J. Must Flourish. We got Verlaine. We got At Her Leads. We got Zay the God. We got O.Tay. There we go.
O.T.A.E.
We got Levitated Minds. We got Jody Joe. We got Dre Lavelle. We got a lot going on. So, y'all, stay tuned. Y'all be blessed. Y'all stay positive. And don't make no babies tonight.
It's your girl, DJ Baby Blue Diamond. It's always good to have special guests. We are signing out for tonight.
And peace. We out. Peace.